I mean, we haven't played this game in a while. What was left in the WSW lunchroom? Over the past couple of years, I remind you, we've had... It all started with the seaweed. Remember the seaweed?
Yes, remember that, yeah.
The seaweed, the hamburger helper, the German chocolate advent calendar, the dishwasher cleaner, the spa set, the zucchini.
Oh, that was me. That was me.
The famous holiday car seat and wheel covers. which remember, wasn't that the one that there was only one seat?
Yes.
The Tide Pod and Downy packet.
The I have one to add.
Oh, well, let me tell you what else we had. The licorice nerds, the Laffy Taffy, and the bottle caps, leftover Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the last thing I have in here, I brought something in, and it went rather quickly when I brought in some Christmas decorations we're going to get rid of after cleaning out the Christmas.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, what about the turkey corn? You didn't mention that.
That's something that nobody touched.
Yeah, right.
One of the one things. Well, this is not a mystery. Sometimes it's a mystery. That's part of the fun, is who brought this in. But he has already admitted to it. But last week, I think it was, maybe 2 weeks ago, and I had to wait for you. Well, yeah, because it was 2 weeks ago. I had to wait for you to get back on from vacation, Art Lewis, or from your time off, because I knew you wanted to be included in this. So I see a box that was on the table, and the box reads, Neon Clock. Neon Clock?
Yeah, Neon Clock. Yeah.
Okay, Neon Clock. It's quartz, so hey, this is quality. So I opened it up.
I don't know the way you slammed it on the counter. You would not be so good quality.
Well,
I can't wait to find out why you waited for me to get back.
Well, just for the fun of it, because I thought maybe you'd appreciate this, because this is your era. It is a neon clock that depicts. You see that, Dave?
No, I can't. There's a reflection.
Oh, sorry, a little bit. I'll tell you. It's a clock with a face that features Marilyn Monroe and James Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and it does like my time.
It does. I wish we had batteries.
No, it's not,
there's
Dave.
A battery in there.
I think the battery is probably in
there. Oh, I know where we can find a battery. Oh, we got a battery in the newsroom, I bet.
Okay. Well, where'd it come from? You said someone admitted it.
Would you like to admit on air?
I'll admit to this one. Yes, this was my clock. Yeah.
Where'd you ever get that?
When I moved into my apartment during my master's years at Central Michigan, my mom, because remember, I was studying film and film history and all that. So my mom bought me a few posters, old movie posters.
Oh,
and then she
somehow she
found this clock, I don't know where, and she put it up above my TV in the apartment. So, and I did use it a couple times back in the day. At nighttime, the neon was nice. It was. I could fall asleep to it.
I'll be there.
But then I completely forgot about it. My wife and I, we've been cleaning up the basement, and she said, would you do something with this clock and get rid of it?
So that was the hint, huh?
Yeah, that was the hint.
You could hang it on the wall, or it comes with a stand.
I see. Oh, it does come with a stand. Oh, I forgot about the stand.
Wow. It comes with a stand. So,
collector's item, gentlemen.
It's
do we not have a battery?
I've got a fresh battery.
Oh, okay.
So let's see.
I would love to know if this still works. Again, this is from 1999. I don't know.
Oh, that worked fine.
Is there a switch anywhere?
No.
Oh, well.
I don't think it's going to work here.
Yeah.
You got the battery? Well, it doesn't matter. One battery doesn't matter which way it goes, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, it does, but I got it right. The positive's there. The negative's there.
Well, again, this clock is,
give a little turn of time hands just to see if you can kickstart it.
Oh, well, the clock works.
The clock is working.
I don't see any neon.
Oh, man.
Oh, well,
but
maybe.
The clock works.
Maybe it was working until you slammed it on the table.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it is there a different? Is there a separate battery for the neon?
I don't believe so.
There is.
Oh, is there?
Uh-huh.
You know what we're missing? There's a power source for the neon.
Oh,
we're missing the power source.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
I'll tell you how I knew that. At the Shipshewana on the road, there's a guy from Lansing that sells those kind of clocks.
Really?
He sells them with sports logos and university logos and things of that nature. And the battery runs the clock, but there's an external power supply you have to plug in for the neon because it takes more power.
Someone's got to have a power source. Where's Justin, our engineer? We've got to ask him. This could be studio quality clock.
Oh, it could be.
Because it works. And it's analog for an old-fashioned thing.
It's probably got a box full of power supplies back there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is great.
You're right, though. We could put this up somewhere.
I wouldn't get rid of it.
No.
Maybe it may have value. And if it does, don't give any to Pat.
Well, that's what was left in the WSW. You know, don't you? If you want to see a picture of this, by the way, Pat took a picture, and it's going to be posted on our Morning Team Show page.
Yes,
so
right.
It's there if you want to go check it out at WSW.
I've got a new floor liner coming for our car. So I'm taking the old one out, and I think I'll just leave it in the kitchen, and somebody
can take it. We'll pass on that.
Actually, it's a WeatherTech. I mean, it's
Okay.
Now, if it's WeatherTech, that's okay.
That's different.
Of course, it's WeatherTech. What else would Art have?
Right.
Can I just say real quick? And I think many of us have been in this situation. Whenever you are downsizing in your house and you're trying to get rid of old stuff, strangely enough, it was more my stuff that was being thrown out than her stuff. Why does that happen?
That would happen here, too.
Yeah, why is it all? It just seems like that always happens.
Here's what I'm afraid of, though. If we start downsizing and my wife throws out the old stuff, I'd be the first.
850 on W.
My wife would be the first. Sorry. Oh.